Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Christopher, and I'm calling on behalf of the North Carolina Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed. The survey is going to be quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
No, I'm in Arizona.
Oh, you're in Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yes. I'm sorry. So you are registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
All right. Just let me 1 second. Can I have your date of birth? Just to see if you're old enough.
Oh, I was born in 1970.
1970. All right, perfect. Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Mexican.
You're Mexican? All right. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Associate's degree.
Associate degree, all right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has made a positive impact on issues? Zero is not power at all, and then five and up is power a lot.
Five, okay.
Thinking about the direction in which the country is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the
very
direction?
Very
dissatisfied. Very? Okay. Please rate your feelings toward people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. Zero means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. And five means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Joe Biden?
Two.
Two. The Democrat Party?
Zero.
Zero. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
One.
One. Congressman Ruben Gallego? Gallego?
Three.
The Republican Party?
Nine.
Donald Trump?
Ten.
Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
Seven.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but on November 2024, elections for the president were held today. For who would he vote?
Trump.
I know it's a long way off to the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today. For who would you vote to be your House Representative Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Republican.
All right. Which of the following census is closer to your opinion? Even neither is perfect. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that is important to me every day, or my personal decisions are what impact me every day. Life most is voting. The upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
So that will be. Yeah,
right.
The second one.
So that would be so much more or somewhat more? Or much more?
Much more? Mm-hmm.
All right. Which of the following sentence is closest to your opinion? Even neither is perfect. Our government and political system will likely never work efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political systems do not work efficiently now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but couldn't in the future. Our government and political systems work efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The first one? Mm-hmm.
All right. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative. Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Negative.
Negative. From your most recent voting experience on the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you? Or has it been the same? Easy?
Easier.
Is it much easier? What easier?
Much easier.
Much easier? Thinking about the upcoming elections on the 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you are not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't like any candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't have time to vote because elections are rigged and the vote won't matter. It's too difficult for me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me.
Oh, wait, I am going to vote, though.
No, I understand that you're going to vote, but just think, the survey just, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
You could select two of them.
I don't know, because I'm going to vote.
Oh, I'm going to repeat it back. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates. I don't have time to vote because elections and my vote won't matter. It's too difficult for me to vote because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. Racist politics has made it too hard for me and people like me to vote.
Oh,
Or you could just select
one. I don't know. Pick one. I don't know.
No,
It's not easy for me to vote because it's
okay.
Rigged.
All right. Okay. All right. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Republicans, racist politicans, Democrats, op politicans, or none of the above.
None of the above.
All right. All right. Below is a list of potential treats to Democrats in America. After each one, please indicate how much do you feel each treat could happen in this country, 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the treat is near certainty to happen. 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the treat will certainly not happen. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors? How do you feel on that? 0 to 10.
0.
0. Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
10.
10. Allowing healthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
0.
0. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president
can come sit over here?
Pursue political opponents, including protesters?
3.
Arresting and jailing individuals who had out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
0.
0.
What does 0 mean again?
0 means that you believe that the treat will certainly not happen.
Oh, correct. Okay.
All right. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectually criminalizing protected free speech?
5.
Okay. Preventing the president from being pursued for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even those things were illegal?
0.
0, okay. Having armed guards polling locations and ensure that the only right types of voters to vote gets to vote.
10.
Creating a state to monitor citizens' every life. Every lives.
5.
5. All right.
Is this going to be a lot longer?
It's we're almost done. It's
okay.
No more than 2 minutes. I'm sorry. I do really appreciate
it. That's okay.
No,
it's
How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, so what of a problem? Small problem, not a problem?
Not a problem.
Not a problem, all right. Have you or anyone, your personality, no experience any racist comments or behaviors within the past 2 years?
No.
No? Okay.
Not at all.
Here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whatever you agree or disagree, which statement where 10 means that strongly agree, and 5 means neither agree or disagree, and 0 that you strongly disagree. Whatever our color, background, or zip code must of work hard to provide our families from 0 to 10?
7.
7.
Can you hold on a quick second?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. No, he's almost done. Hey, what are we getting? Are we getting, like, a bunch of stuff? Why? Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we all want Americans to a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all, 0 to 10?
10.
10. Most of us want freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
10.
All right. Every American wants to have to say in the people and the policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country?
10.
10. All right. We're almost done. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagements or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes and issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. Calling, writing local politicians, voting on federal elections such as the president or U.S. Congress, donating to political campaigns or organizations, engaging in direct actions like attend buildings, signing petitions, boycotting a company, talking to a friend and family about politics, marching in a protest, voting in a state or local elections, such as a government or major, or none of them above?
The first one.
The first one? All right. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make the positive impact on issues you care about? From the scale from 0 to 10, 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means some power, and 0 means no power. How much?
7.
Do you, 7? All right. One last time, in the November 2024 elections for the president were held today. For who would you vote? Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump?
All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democratic, or Independent?
Republican.
All right. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
Strong.
All right. Just 1 minute left. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself every liberal, somewhat liberal, Moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
All right. Are you over, are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or somebody else?
Own.
Homeowner, okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Another country. All right. For who did you vote on the 2020 general elections for the president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
For Trump, all right. Which of the following best describes your current employee status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time? All right, just two more questions. Last year, that in the 2023, what is your total of family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 24,000? Between 25 to 34,000? 35,000 up to 44,000? Or 400,000 more?
I make 75.
All right. All right. So I do really appreciate your time, ma'am. You've been so polite. I do really appreciate that. And have yourself a blessed day, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you.